I've just kind of been blown away by the level of talent that is out here in Indianapolis. Every day I'm getting something new. It just proves again the point that everybody has a different vision. And I feel like no one really gets the true acknowledgement that their work deserves. Just wanted to provide a stage where people could just actually see their work and have people come out and actually be able to experience that.
How did you select the films for the festival?
Honestly, anyone who decided to reach out, especially for this first installment, I definitely just wanted to screen them and just give them an opportunity to, yes, come out and just see their work on the big screen, no matter what type of level, you know, skill level. It's just an open platform for the community. Everyone has a story to tell in some type of way.
You're going to be showing the films at the Tibbs Drive-In Theater. Why the Drive-In Theater?
Now, I've always just had a passion for cinema. The whole aesthetic of going to the drive-in, the feeling, you know, like you, it's not just like going into a theater and just sitting down next to people and just, you know, all everybody's just quiet and watching this. Like, it just has a different whole vibe to it.
How do you think the audience will react to these films? Do you think they will start following some of these filmmakers, or what are you hoping that the audience will experience?
I'm hoping that the audience will experience the same thing that I felt when I was just watching all these submissions come in. Just being like, wow, this was made here. This was made by someone who, you know, lives in our city. Like, that is literally like what I would like to go for.
You're the organizer of the festival, but you're also a creator. What will it mean to you to have your films as part of the festival and to be sharing the films of these other colleagues with people?
Very honored to even be able to present myself along with a lot of the other people that have been submitting stuff, because their work honestly inspires me to get better and just to go out and honestly just create more.
How do you hope your festival will increase awareness of the need to support locally produced films here in Indiana?
What we would like to do is having a platform for our community, people in our community to come up and, you know, like present their works. But also the second step to it is we would like to be able to create an environment where people are not only just coming in and critiquing your work and seeing your work, but also getting to know you and each other and being able to possibly just work with each other on new opportunities, because that's the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this, honestly. Is just I've already had a lot of people that are reaching out to me that are just been submitting that are wanting to work on larger projects. And I just think that, one, that's beautiful, because it's just building that sense of really like a film community, but also you never know what these new opportunities can lead to.
Thank you, Ty. We look forward to seeing the films.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate the call.